Hardys, it's the episode we've all been waiting for. Jack and Elizabeth finally get married. We're going to talk all about it with special guest Andrea Brooks. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Come along.
Yes. At last.
Hello, Hardys.
At last.
We are here. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are here doing When Calls the Heart After Show.
We are, you guys. We're here.
It's the wedding episode.
The wedding episode of the century. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. How amazing was this episode?
Yes. We're going to talk about it,
We're going to definitely get into it. Welcome back. Hardys. Everybody joining us today. I'm your host, Marissa Serafini. And joining me, I have...
It's me, James Lott Jr. And this tie, thank you for sending like the bow tie, it's actually 30 years old. I wore it when I was 18 years old as a waiter. And I pulled it out.
It's older than her.
Older than engineers. Older than everybody in the building.
It's older than everybody.
But it's still, it's pretty good. And so I just love it. I was totally go down.
Yes.
Live television.
Oh my goodness. All right. We have so much to talk about.
We have a lot to talk. And before we start, I just want to say, because it was the wedding, everybody should return. I brought back homegirl. She is with us. And she's here for the wedding also.
Yeah.
I'll put her in a bag.
Everyone's here.
I'll put her in a bag. So she's watching with us.
There you go. Yes. So much to talk about. We have special guest Andrea Brooks today.
Yes.
We'll also definitely talk about Bill and what he went through, all the children, what they went through.
Yes.
Jack and Elizabeth finally.
I think everybody did a sigh of relief, didn't we? When they finally got, when they said when they were announced married, exhale. Wait to exhale.
Waiting to exhale. There you go.
Yes, Lil Whitney. Yes. So, yeah, so we got that. So, yeah.
Love it. I love it. All right. So, quick thoughts. James.
Well, folks out there, I have mixed feelings about this episode. Mm-hmm. You know, you're my family, and I always talk very open and honest with you guys. So, we're going to talk it through together. And I'm going to tell you some parts that I had some concerns that you may have, somebody went over the head again. I'll put it next to me again. You may agree with me on some of the concerns that I have about this episode. The wedding itself, though, beautiful.
Yes.
I'll leave it on the table.
The wedding is beautiful.
Yes. What do you think, Marissa?
I did love this episode. So many emotional upheavals.
Yes.
When I say I couldn't breathe, it was in so many different good ways.
Yes.
Like, at the beginning, I was... like scared with the fire, and we'll definitely get into it. Yeah. But the fire left me like, you know, gasp that I had to breathe. It was hyperventilating,
yes.
Yes. And then when we got to the wedding, I was breathless. You know, yeah. It literally took my breath away. So like, there was just so many moments where I forgot to breathe because I just got so enthralled in this episode.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of upheavals here and there, and just it took us. It literally just. Played with our emotions all over the place.
So we have some champagne.
Explain.
We're toasting to Jack and Elizabeth. These are from Ohio Hardys, and I'm actually giving one to her.
Here we go.
For season 5. So this is good.
With champagne. Ooh, you always bring the best champagne.
I work it out, girl.
I don't even like champagne.
Yeah, but you always drink it when I bring it.
But you bring like great flavors.
Yes, I always do. I always do the good ones. So that's toast to them because we're happy that they are married.
Yeah,
so very happy.
I mean, everyone is. This is the episode we've all been waiting for.
And I'm giving Marissa a present, a wedding present.
Stop it. This is beautiful.
It's a wine stopper. It's a gold wine stopper.
Gold glitter heart wine stopper. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. You know I'm going to use this.
Yes, going to use it.
Because I drink wine all the time. Thank you.
I love wine too.
I'm going to place that
Everybody's
right
cheersing us. Yes, to the bride and groom. To the new Thorntons.
Yes, and so many Hardys were like partying and having their their hearty parties.
Yes,
too.
They were.
Send us your photos. I definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You should send it. Yeah, definitely. Send. I want to see. Tag and send them or send them to us. I want to see them.
Yeah. We'll get into it and all that. And we have special guest Andrea.
Yes.
Is going to join us. Let's get her on the line, shall we?
Yes, definitely.
She's going to Skype in all the way from Vancouver.
See you from Canada.
She played a great part in this episode too.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
So I mean, I can't wait to hear from her. But like, this is going to be a packed episode.
I want to hear where she was at. Where she was watching last night. And what her thoughts are seeing, because they work on it, and because when they see the episode, I think I see her.
We have Andrea.
Hello.
Hi, Andrea. Can she hear us?
Can you hear us?
Oh no, I can't hear. Shoot. Let me just make sure these are on.
We can hear her.
We can hear you.
You can hear me. Yes. I can kind of hear you. Oh, why is it not playing in my earbuds?
It's live. I love live television.
Technology, we'll definitely get that working.
Yeah, we'll get that working.
But we can hear and
she looks
see
so pretty.
You look beautiful.
She has nice full hair. Okay, yes.
Okay, I can hear you. I have the volume up here, but this might give you feedback.
I can hear myself. My big mouth.
We got looping. But it's okay. We'll work through it.
We'll work through it as well.
But, yes. Okay. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, are we live?
Yes,
yeah,
we are live. We are live. Thanks so much for joining us.
The Hardys are saying hi to you. The Hardys are like, oh my God, it's her. It's Andrea, it's Andrea.
Yes, Nurse Faith is joining us. Oh, yes.
Okay, you can hear me. I'm sorry, I'm having some technical difficulties with my earbuds.
It's all good. So, Andrea, being part of this episode and just the whole show in general, what are your thoughts as a fan, as a person part of the show, watching this episode? Did it turn out every way in which you thought it could be?
Oh, my goodness. Well, let me just say that this was such a hard, I guess it's not a secret, but from the beginning of the season, we knew that this was going to happen. So we were all hyper aware that we couldn't post photographs or give anything away. So there was so much anticipation leading up to this, and now it's finally happened. And as a fan watching the episode, I mean, I had tears in my eyes. How amazing were those performances and the vows? I couldn't believe it. It was so lovely to finally see it come together.
That's what I was going to say, because you're busy filming, so now you're able to see it all put together and edited and all everything's put together. So where were you watching from last night?
Where was I watching from last night? I was watching from home.
Okay.
I was watching at home on my TV.
Yes.
And, oh gosh, I don't even know what to say. Like you said, we sit through all the bits and pieces.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Seeing it come together is obviously quite different, because when we're shooting it, you know, we're sitting in and then they'll have part of the other row sitting in and then we'll move and then the camera's only there for the close-ups. And so we all had a working knowledge of kind of how the scene flowed, but you don't really get to see the magic of it until the music's there and you see everything integrated. And I mean, I just think it was seamless and perfect. And from what I'm seeing, the Hardys seem quite happy. So it was an amazing thing to finally see in real life. Can we say that? Real life?
Well, you bring up something that we never asked actually an actor on the show. Do you guys film in sequence of the script, or do you guys film just whenever, however?
Well, we do. We shoot. How do I say this? Well, we do blocks.
Okay.
We shoot in blocks. So we'll shoot two episodes at once.
Oh, okay.
So that's what's kind of confusing. Sometimes people will be like, oh, you weren't in this episode. And sometimes you forget, because for a 3.5 week chunk of time, you're shooting two episodes at the same time. So you're kind of thinking of the two separate storylines from each episode almost as one. So we'll do a block of the first two episodes, and then we'll do, you know, 1, 2, then 3, 4, 5, 6.
It.
So we do them kind of in segments like that.
Okay.
And then when it comes to the actual scenes, those are all out of sequence.
That's okay.
So
that's what I thought. Okay.
Those are all over the place.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you say that this was in black. Was this the first out of two or the second out of two?
Oh, good question.
This block was the, and it's also confusing. I always get this wrong, because the Christmas movie is also a block. So we treat that like a block, despite the fact that it's a movie.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's technically the first block. And then the second one would be episodes 1 and 2, 3 and 4, and I guess this is 5, so this is the 3/4 block of the season.
That is confusing. First one just be an actress. I'm sorry, we're asking these production questions.
I love it too. A lot of Hardys may not know that, so I think it's fascinating. And so it makes sense where you see a certain character who comes, quote unquote, into the town, and they're only there for 2 episodes. It's because they're in that block.
They're in that block, right. And they leave. That's very interesting. Very interesting.
Yes. So we're definitely going to get all into this episode, Andrew, and you are most welcome to join along with us. Let's get to first topic. Bill, he takes on Jack's Mountie duties. Your thoughts?
This is where I have a problem.
This episode. Oh, I want to hear what you guys think. Okay. I the drama was very high this episode with Bill's storyline.
It was. Okay, Hardys, I love you, so please be gentle. My problem was if this was on any other episode, I would have been totally in. Because it was like Andrew said, it was very high. It was very high drama. All the shooting and everything. That was really heavy. But I felt like, but he had the rings, and I felt like we've been waiting for this wedding for so long. Don't play with our emotions like the wedding may not happen or all the parts won't come together. And that kind of bothered me a little bit. I was like, no, the Bill thing felt out of place because we were so ready to have this wedding. That's kind of what my feeling was.
I see where you're coming from with that. Because I, again, shooting in blocks and sequences and being mostly in charge of what you do as an actor, I knew that storyline was there. But when it happened, I remember, you know, I had some friends over and we were getting ready to watch the episode. And it was like, oh, this is the wedding. This is a big deal. Yeah. And then everyone's like, what? There's a shootout? What is this? So I think they weren't friends who aren't very familiar with the show. Okay. They didn't really expect that.
Yeah, I didn't expect it either. I just felt a little out of place in the way I was like, I understand they were trying to show us that Bill was doing something for Jack. Mm-hmm. Like, he was doing something, like the town comes together once again, which I like that message. But I was just like, that one kind of just bothered me a little bit.
I can understand why you say out of place. And not to say not necessarily it was needed, but it definitely brought the tension that because Bill had the rings.
Yes.
We're like, we can't keep going on with the wedding when he physically has the rings away from the town.
Yes.
So I understand that. But the shootout, a lot of tension too, and it's building, it's just playing with so much anxiety that we already have. So that was kind of mean in a good way.
I guess. I mean, I see what you're saying.
But also, it just shows like how good at his job that
Bill, I love Bill.
He totally outsmarted the other Mountie there.
I know. Okay, what was wrong with that Mountie?
That Mountie
was he a new Mountie or something?
Super young.
He was like really young and scared.
Super young.
He was a new Mountie. Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, he was new. So we love Bill. But Bill's like the great anti-hero. He's such a Jack Wagner plays him so well. He just the glint in his eye and the sarcasm in his teeth. I love that character.
I did love how he used his wits.
Yeah.
To outsmart and get both of them on both ends.
Yes.
And one of the guys' name was Wade. I'm like, another bad guy named Wade.
Another bad guy named Wade.
Think of other
Like McBrien names. Or his other names or like, James.
Of course he would be a Wade too.
Yes.
But I don't know. I just had a laugh at that. But he has the rings. He finally gets back to Hope Valley in time. So we knew that was going to end up fine.
Yeah.
We're like,
What did you guys think of? So all that drama unfolds at the very beginning, and then there's the fire. I mean, that goes from like drama to drama. There was a lot of drama. We really worked toward that wedding.
Absolutely,
you're absolutely correct. We did. That
brings us to the children.
I had a problem with the fire too. I was like, okay, I guess maybe because I was just like, this should be a great pre-wedding to wedding. It should go flawlessly. The town comes together, which they did, of course. But I was like, this drama was a lot of drama.
A lot of drama. So I mean, brings us to the children. They wanted to do all this rehearsals. I love how they didn't want to do math.
Yes.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, no math.
But
no
they wanted to get the rehearsals done so well for Jack and Elizabeth, unintended, with fire.
I know.
Never good.
I know. Taking every Never parent... Good. / Hardy, who was watching that episode last night, was probably like, no, children in fire.
I was thinking that.
There were
lots
of gasps across America.
there was. This is where I was like holding my breath.
Yes.
This is where I had to consciously tell myself to breathe. It's going to be fine. I was hyperventilating.
Yeah, I'm a parent, so I was like, yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Not good. But the fire. Yeah. No supervision. Fire. Oh, no. Like, literally, I tweeted out just, oh, no. Bucket Brigade, though.
Oh, yes.
I did love the Bucket Brigade.
Yes.
We got them in.
team effort. I know, it was kind of wonderful. It just, you know, gave one last chance for the community to come together to make the wedding happen.
Yeah, and Jack saves Opal.
Of course.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
I mean, what a man he is.
Yeah, he's the dream man.
He is.
So that's the thing.
He's
so
too good to be true.
And he went in there, and Elizabeth wanted to go in. No, Elizabeth, you can't go in. He brought Opal out and gave her to Carson, and I'm sure you and Carson took care of him. Took care of her.
Yes, they did.
And made sure she was okay.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah. What are your thoughts of how Elizabeth actually treated, you know, Cody and like after the fire, and everyone's okay, but how understanding she was?
Oh, that was good. I thought she's the best teacher on earth. So I want her to be my teacher. I always say that all the time.
She's just a great person.
I mean, I'm old. I want her to be my teacher. Teach me some stuff. She's just so great. So I thought once again, she spoke to the kids, you know, lovingly with care. And I think, and that's a lesson for all of us sometimes. You got to, where they were coming from was a place of something good. It was, they weren't being mischievous to, like, try to, you know, do something bad. It came from a place of wanting to be really good in this wedding and support their teacher. It went awry. Yeah. So that's kind of how I feel about that.
I think the kids, it weighed so heavily on them. And even watching their performances, your heart goes out to them. The last thing you would want is for a teacher to scold them. So it's always just the better choice to rise above. Rise above it, as Erin always performs so well on the show.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
And so I love all the behind-the-scenes videos that were released after the episode.
Oh, yeah, I saw a few of those.
Of Erin with the actual child actors, and just it translates on screen during the performances, but also behind the scenes, where that chemistry is still there from a teacher to kids, from an actor to other actors. And I love it. It's beautiful to watch.
And people are mentioning in the chat room, when Lee grabbed Elizabeth, like, you can't go in there. And he's a ride or die friend to Jack.
Right.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He
very
did.
Chivalrous of Jack, too.
Yes, he did.
But, I mean, he's just a good man. But also, that brings us to the town just pulling together. Really.
Which they always do.
You talk about the village.
I'm all about the village, Andrea. That's one of my sayings, that we're all part of the same village. And now you're part of my village, too.
Yeah.
And it's all about that. And so this show encompasses about the village. Everybody always comes together and plays their part. Whatever it is, good or bad, whatever it is, they come together. I love that message so much.
And even Elizabeth's dress is destroyed.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
again,
no.
They were playing with my heart. I guess that's the problem. They were playing with my heart too much this episode.
Too much.
I think that's what she's all laughing. I think that's what it was. They played with my heart too much, and I got upset.
I know. I was all over the place.
I must say, though, how stunning was that wedding dress that we were able to pull off overnight?
Of course.
I know, really, overnight.
In a day and a night.
Right.
I did love it.
And in 1915 or whatever. I mean, that's
I love the singer sewing machines, because mom has two of them.
My mom has one, too.
I know what those are.
Yes.
But,
I was thinking when we were shooting with those, I was like, oh, I would love to see if these still operate. I can sew a little bit.
Oh, really?
And
okay.
Yeah, they were so cool. Wow. I mean, I'm never in Dottie's dress shop, so to me, that's a novelty when I see all the sewing supplies out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and your character, Faith, is also can sew because she does sutures. It makes sense.
Yes.
I never really put two and two together.
Oh, really? Yeah,
it helps being a nurse. I was like, yeah, totally, that makes sense.
Angie, I want to ask you a question. Could you, now that you play one on television, I used to be a nurse, actually, in real life. Yes.
I was.
I did it for 6 years, about 30 years ago. Now, here's the thing. Oh. For you, could you be a nurse, you think, in another life? Do you think you could?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think some Hardys might already know this. I'm actually a fainter. I'm not good in hospitals or clinics, and I never have been ever since I've been young. And I can't control it. Getting needles, just these things, they terrify me. And that's so embarrassing, because obviously I'm so thankful for modern medicine, amazing doctors and nurses and first responders that we have in society.
Yeah.
But I faint, and
really?
I actually haven't in a long time, and I actually think playing a nurse on TV has really helped me, because it's kind of forcing me to sit, to be in that position from the other side, because I always identify with what it's like to be a patient, and to be scared, and to be nervous, and to have fear and anxiety. That's me going into, you know, a nursing scenario, but playing Faith, it's really forced me to think about composure, and and treating people and putting your best foot forward. And even if there's a crisis, never showing panic. And I think that on some psychological level, that's helping me, because I am not a nurse. I couldn't imagine doing it in real life. I have nothing but admiration for the people who do the work. Yeah. But oh no, I mean, if I were to see someone getting stitched up, I'd be first down on the floor. I mean, what can I tell you?
Sounds like but you're I about to think right
better. I'm getting better. There's going to be some more medical drama I'm to sure. come this season. I hope I'm not giving anything away.
Okay.
But there were a few moments where I was like, okay, and I took charge and
oh,
I was thinking about that, how typically I would be fainting and everyone would be focused on me, trying to revive me. And now I'm thinking, you know, from the other side of things. So it's been good, but yeah, absolutely not. I have no nursing skills whatsoever.
See,
good to know. But that also shows how great of an actress you are.
Yes.
Because we
believe it.
We would never know.
No, we'll believe it. I buy you as a nurse.
That's
I buy you as a nurse. Yeah,
that's
totally.
Amazing. But also the ladies of the town, we have Rosemary, Dottie, and Clara, and even Florence coming
yes.
together, saving the dress.
Yes.
The wedding dress is saved. Oh my goodness, day and a night, and it looked gorgeous.
It did. She looked beautiful. Her entrance, so
we'll get to it.
Oh, sorry, I think even our nails. Production. Yes, just was beautiful.
Amazing, amazing. But I also loved not just the women, but the men also coming mm-hmm. together. This isn't the first time we've seen a town come together.
No.
During the Christmas episode, where I believe it was last season, where the train got derailed and they couldn't have presents for the kids. But the town came together.
Oh, yeah, I remember
made
that.
All the presents.
Yes,
made all the presents. So, like, the town of Hope Valley came all together, pulled another all-nighter, and pulled off this wedding. And it's gorgeous. And even the men. Repainting all the walls, putting up there was a shot that actually really made me laugh, where we had Yost and Elizabeth's father William
and Lee.
They're arranging the flowers, and these guys are trying so hard, and you think it would be the women like rearranging the flowers, but it's the guys doing it. I was like, town.
Yes.
Putting it all together.
They were. Thatcher totally joined in. I was shocked. I was like, oh, he took his jacket off. I was like, I'm going to get in here and I'm going to do this to you. And so seeing
how
the man.
Industrious.
Yeah. It was like, it was good.
Being neighborly.
Yes.
I did love it. The whole town of Hope Valley is, honestly, it's a miracle. It's a miracle.
I love that town. I do.
Yeah,
I do
you know what's also great?
So many people message. I just see so much on Twitter. People are like, I just want to be friends with everyone. I want to live there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of responded like, me too.
You do live there. No, you don't. You don't live there for real.
Technically, on some level, I do. But yeah, I think you know, we're living in trying times, and things are difficult. And as a form of escapism, people just love channeling into this town where everything's positive and people, I mean, I think that we've kind of lost a sense of community in certain aspects, and this is a show that reinforces these attitudes, and I think that's why it's been so successful.
I agree with you completely.
Absolutely.
I totally agree with you completely. And I think, and you, again, it is playing into the fantasy for many of us of being in a small town where everybody knows each other and everybody loves each other and they're there for each other, and it just, it's a great feel. It's the feeling you get when you watch that. It's, I would say it's like comfort food. So you like certain things you eat feel good. This is, you eat this every Sunday and it feels good.
Yeah.
She likes that. Yes.
It is definitely comfort food. You know who also comes back to Hope Valley?
Yes.
Pastor Frank!
I was so happy. I didn't realize how much I missed him.
Oh, I totally missed him.
I saw him
His
again.
Presence is so missed every single episode. And I called the last episode. I predicted that Pastor Frank would come back because it would just completely make sense. Who else would officiate the wedding?
That's true. And you know, like I'm saying, well, Abigail's like, I could do it too because I'm a mayor. I'm like, oh, don't go that direction, please. Please have Pastor Frank come back.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's back next week too. So I guess we're doing a little something going
Black
on there.
Episodes.
But I was so, when he walked through the door, and Mark Humphrey's just, we've met him, he's such a nice guy. Just a nice guy. To have him back and like, I missed you. I missed you. So it's good to see you back. On the show.
Did you guys know for sure that he was coming? Because I know we kept that quiet.
No,
but
we didn't.
I wasn't sure what had been advertised.
No, we didn't know. I mean, she has good prediction skills.
I predicted, but I did have inside knowledge that I kept to myself, too. I knew he was coming back.
Okay, I didn't know nothing, girl. I didn't know anything. I was like,
now that it's out there, I can say that.
I didn't know anything. So for me, I was like, wow, he's back. So I didn't know anything.
I'll be honest with you. I did actually know.
Yeah, so she knew. I didn't know. But it was but I'm so glad to see him back because it was much needed. He is part of the Hope family, Hope Valley family, and it just again, I missed him. Right? So I was like, that's I like him and Abigail.
He looks great though.
He looks good.
Him and Abigail together, did you notice they didn't kiss?
I know.
So I'm like, what is this? If your quote unquote love goes away and they come back after a long period of time, you'd give them a kiss.
I already know why, but that's not a story. I don't know why.
Know. They're building the Gowan story.
Yeah, they're doing the Gowan redemption.
See, Andrea's shaking
her head. She's shaking her head, too. She knows.
She knows.
So it's like, you know, that's why they didn't kiss. They're going to be talking about that next episode or something. They're going to talk about it.
Are we going to see more of this?
Yeah, remember, we shoot in blocks, remember? So,
So hopefully, maybe the kiss will come next episode.
Maybe.
They're finally together.
I know.
Have them kiss.
I know.
Goodness me.
Yes. I'm glad he was back.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
It's good to have him back.
I want him back full time. I'm going to say it out loud.
Yeah, we all do.
Full time. We need the religious part of this.
He's doing good. I'm happy.
Yeah, he's doing
He fine. Seems like he's doing fine in Cape Fullerton, too.
Yep.
So, we're fine. That brings us to, obviously, the biggest part of the entire episode. Elizabeth and Jack.
Yes.
Just every single moment that they're together on screen throughout, this whole show, but just this episode alone, they could not keep their eyes off each other. And just true chemistry on screen.
They do. They do have that.
And it's amazing.
They do.
It's amazing. So we'll talk about Elizabeth, things that are going on in Elizabeth, things that are going on in Jack's life, and then obviously both of them together. So for Elizabeth, Julie returns. She didn't go away that long.
Okay, I have a problem. Sorry, you guys. I have a problem.
Okay.
I know, but get ready. But get ready. I have a problem. Only because of the time this is set, and I think some people may agree with me, where are the mothers?
I know.
I'm sorry. Brooke Shields couldn't come on for an episode. She's part of Hallmark family. You couldn't get her on. I know there's things that happen. I don't know what's going on. But I'm like, she couldn't come back because they brought his brother back. But especially with Elizabeth and her mother. Elizabeth's a woman. So I'm thinking, back then, wouldn't the mother really want to be there to give be there for her daughter? I know she's away with the other sister. With they explained Violet. It. But I was just like, I think she should be there. I'm glad Julie was there, but I think she should be there too. What do you think?
Oh, I know. In a perfect world with an unlimited budget and unlimited time to shoot, I'm sure it would have happened. I know. You know what? I agree with you. I think they're kind of missing puzzle pieces, and that's why I think Tom and Julie, they represented the emblems of the family.
Yeah, I'm glad they came.
Yeah. But how nice would it have been? I mean, you know, you can't have everything.
I know.
It would have been a nice little tidbit for sure. And I'm sure parties would have appreciated it. Yes. So I feel you. And I'm sure everyone across the board, writers included, I'm sure everyone agrees.
Yeah, I think so. Because it's the time period, I'm thinking, well, a mother would want to give away. Because she's the second daughter getting married. So I guess.
Well, Viola had a baby.
Had a baby, so she was there. But I'm just
Julie
like,
was there.
But I'm glad. Julie was back. I was like, where's Julie?
I get it. It was a very obvious part that was. Yeah. Kind of elephant in the room. Like for such a show that has demographics of females.
Yes,
you think that the mothers would be there? But I get it. Actors and their schedules. It's not ideal.
But it would
have been great to have Charlotte back because she's a great character.
Yes, I agree.
This is the first season that I
actually met Charlotte for the first time at the Hardy's family reunion, which I know sounds crazy to people, but we had been in some of the same seasons, but just never shot together and just our paths never crossed. And she's fabulous. I had so much fun getting to know her this season. We had a great time. And of course, Max Lloyd-Jones, who plays Tom, is also fabulous. Yeah. So, it was just so great to have them come back. It was kind of like a reunion.
No, I was happy to have them back. I'm so happy that Julie and Tom had scenes together. I'm so glad that that happened.
Yeah.
It was needed. It was completely needed. Completely needed.
And it's good it's good to have them come back together after a few years have passed since they had some fun together, also younger, but they're more mature this time.
Yes.
They're more put together.
And they've grown up a little bit. And you kind of see that. Like, anytime there's character growth, I love seeing characters grow up.
I agree.
And I think they were in a much more mature position this time. And just watching their conversations, I think they both did a fabulous job performance-wise, but I think it just really shows the depth of their characters as well.
I agree. Completely agree with that.
And it kind of puts some, you know, closure on their story.
Yes, it did. It did.
Because people are wondering if they're going to get back together. I think they hinted at the end of the episode. I was like, oh, hey, she has a girl.
Exactly.
Go see it.
Possibility.
There is a possibility.
Possibility.
But also, it answers some questions that people are like, what happened to them?
People did. People were asking us, saying, like, a couple episodes ago, like, well, I wonder what happened to, you know, I'm like, well, now we got the answer.
Yep.
And Tom pulled his life together. Like I said, he's doing better.
Yeah. And also, William Thatcher, Elizabeth's father, comes back.
I'm glad he came.
We didn't have her mother, but we did have the father. So
yes. That part I'm happy about. Well, that part, of course, I have daughters, so of course I'm like, a father should be there, of course.
Yeah.
And so I was happy to see him there, and that he actually...
Giving the mother's headpiece.
Yeah, he gave the mother's headpiece, so we had a piece of her there. I thought those storyline beats, I liked those. Right. I liked those a lot. Some people were saying that their dance was too short.
Oh, so short.
It was very short. But it was, but I didn't, that didn't, see, that reason, that didn't bother me for some reason. I mean, because usually you only dance, well, I guess you can't dance the whole song, I guess.
It was like literally five paces, but we'll definitely get to it.
Jack wanted to dance with his woman.
Yeah, so we'll get to it.
But no, I'm glad he was back.
But your thoughts of when William came back and he gave the mother's headpiece and final official approval that he approves of Jack and this marriage that's going to happen. Andrew, what did you think of now getting the father's approval for Elizabeth?
I mean, that's such a symbolic moment, I think, in a lot of marriages, and it's important to a lot of families. So I think like that display was wonderful, and I'm sure Hardy's enjoyed it. As for the dance, thinking back, it was short.
Someone said it was seven steps.
I thought it was five.
We were shooting it. I remember thinking, oh, their dance, the father-daughter dance seems very quick, and then suddenly Jack's in there. And I understand why. It's the end of the show. We have to squeeze so much in there. Yeah. So many characters with so many storylines.
Yeah.
So that kind of, those things get rushed. Those beats are often rushed.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking back to that last night.
It was quick.
And something did pop into my head as I was watching it. I'm like, oh, like you kind of think like they might dance and have a little conversation. Yeah. But unfortunately, I think when you only have an hour or less than an hour, when you factor in commercials, there just isn't the time to flush it out the way that we would all love to. But that's interesting.
Isn't that funny? But that didn't even bother me. I mean, it was short, but it didn't bother me. But the thing is, I did like that they did have, like I said, they did have a storyline beats, but they did, the father and daughter did talk. So that did happen. They did have a talk.
I love their conversation.
And I did like the conversation. Again, put myself in that position as I'm watching, going, oh, my daughter, I would hope that her boyfriend would come to me. And when I want all that to happen. So I got to live through it, watching the show, I got to live through it.
Is your daughter married? One of your daughters?
One's married, one isn't.
All right. So during the wedding, as a father, did you, when you saw your daughter getting married off to a man, did you have those moments where you reminisced of her being a little girl?
I cried. Oh, everybody knows I'm a crier. I cried the whole time. I was like, that's my baby. I kept thinking, well, when you were little,
So just like the father.
Yeah.
I think he was
the same beats that were presented in the show.
It was very realistic. It was very realistic.
When you were little and, so
yes,
cute.
Exactly. Because I'm telling you, and any parents out there know this, who have grown kids or almost grown kids, it does go by fast. One minute they're 2 years old, the next minute they're 20. It seems when you're in it, you're in it, and you know it may seem like a long time, but then all of a sudden you wake up and they are grown and talking back to you. but that's, I mean, it happens that fast. So any father, I don't care how old you get, you will always be daddy's little girl, no matter. And you know that you're close to your father, Marissa. You know that, and I'm close to both my daughters. They're always my little girls. Always, they could be 100, and I'm 110. We'll always say that's still my baby girl. I mean, that's just kind of a father-daughter thing is very, very special.
You had to have that also, because we're always talking about how this show is also great for the men, too.
Yes, yes.
This is an episode of scene for the men who are watching this, for the fathers who can relate, for the daughters who've been in that position. I think, again, it just spans to everybody who's watching the show.
It does, and it's funny. Lori Beaker's like, James, you're making us cry. It does go by fast. It does. I have a granddaughter who just turned 13. I was just there earlier this week, and I'm like, you were 2 years old yesterday, and now you're 13, and we're talking about different high schools in a couple of years. Like, it's so weird to me.
It happens
that fast, but it's this show for men. It's a good show to watch if you have daughters. You would have saw last night. You would have saw. What true kind of father-daughter bond.
Yes. and also great bonds in the show is the females in the relationships. Yes. Andrea, I'd like to ask you, because you're part of the female troupe here
Yes, you are.
What were your thoughts of Rosemary and Abigail giving their marriage advice to Elizabeth?
Oh, any scene between any of those three, they're always fabulous. What do I think about? I mean, I think it shows growth. Again, I know I keep talking about mm-hmm. this, but I think we've seen all of these characters come such a long way. Yeah. And I think it was really important to showcase Elizabeth kind of going back to some of those early roots when she was establishing herself in Hope Valley. And I mean, look at her and Rosemary. Look how far they've come.
Yes.
When you think back to when Rosemary got off the stagecoach, like that's like an eternity ago now. And just seeing like that type of advice that she will take forward going on to her marriage. I mean, I think it's lovely. It shows growth. It was perfectly placed for this episode. And I think they all did a fabulous job.
I agree with you. When you say growth, it's interesting because I'm piggyback off of Andrew, because this is the fifth season we're having a wedding. So we've had a chance to learn and grow and see these characters. So that does mean something and make it more special, because this mm-hmm. is the first season or second season. Fifth season. This is I don't know how many episodes that is we've had so far. It's a lot of episodes. We got to know
That's a lot of episodes. And movies.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time.
Yes. You know, so we got to see that. So we got to see these two characters come together. We were waiting. This was a great thing.
Yeah. And it was great advice that they were giving to Elizabeth too, because it's not just because of marriage, it's just a relationship in general with any significant partner, that it's okay if you don't agree all the time, and it's okay to have different opinions, mm-hmm. and it's love, kindness, and devotion.
Yes.
And you can paint it in every which way, but it's the mm-hmm. same across the board, and I love that. Mm-hmm. It was mm-hmm. very broad advice for just relationships.
I agree. Which the show does so well.
Also. Yes. Yes. Very good things. Let's get into Jack. And so his brother, Tom, returns, and we've talked about that. But also, they did throw the line that Charlotte got thrown from the horse.
Yes, from a horse.
Oh, no.
I know. I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah, she got thrown from a horse, so she could make it. Yeah. I was just sad, though. We'd love to see Brooke Shields again.
I know. We love her. She's busy with her flower mystery.
That's right. She's busy. I mean, you know, she's
Which
busy.
Are also great, too. Go watch those on Movies and Mysteries channel. They are. Self-plugged to Brooke Shields. Well. But also Lee, the man in Jack's life too. Lee's giving his advice. Your thoughts, James, as a man.
Lee is the best, and I tell men should watch this because this show shows men having healthy relationships. And whether it's Bill or Lee, Jack, they all come together as men. They rib each other. They have mm-hmm. fun with each other, but they are there. They have each other's backs, and that's what men like loyalty.
Yes.
We're very big on loyalty. We're not always so emotional. Women hold that. You know, they hold that. You know, Andrea knows that. The women hold that side of things. Men are, we show our emotions. We show our caring by being loyal and being there, making fun of you every once in a while. But when it counts, we're right there. And that's, and this show really shows that. And Lee was right there. Yeah. I mean, Lee and Jack, they do have a bromance. They're right there. It's right there.
You're a good friend, Lee.
Good friend, Lee.
Yeah.
I love
that conversation between the two of them when they were painting in the church. And then I loved when Lee explains how nervous he was on his wedding day.
Yes, yes.
It's also just sort of fun when you have those types of conversations, because we as viewers could go back and rewatch that wedding and be like, oh, he was nervous. Like, we actually have a history, right, of these conversations that are being had. So I thought that was a cool kind of passing of the torch moment. Like, that was the last big wedding in town, and this is the next one. And I liked that connection. I thought that was really neat.
I agree with you completely.
Yeah. So before we move on to the ultimate moment that we were all getting to, don't you worry, Hardys.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We'll do some quick live chat shout-outs.
I want to tell you, okay, there's so many people on here. It's amazing. I'm going to call some names that I'm not used to, like Chickens is on here. And Chickens.
Chicken, like Buck Buck Chicken?
Yeah, exactly. Like Buck Buck Chicken. That's their name. Chickens.
That's a awesome name.
I know. I love it. It's like Chickens is on here. A Royal Masterpiece, Rachel Snyder. Harrison E. is on here. Sunshine Hardy is on here. So Christy Payne, Jeanette MSU, my girl Lori Pearson. I mean, just like Kimberly Brew. There's somebody who's a first time. There was also Maya Ruffin, Christine Fosknight. I hope I said your name correctly. Lee Beth's on here. Gabinator Jedi. It's most like Star Wars. on there. Elaine Purser, Hannah Szymanski, I was saying that, Christine Frodenberg, our girls. So we have some people on here. We have a lot of people on here.
Yes. Hi, Hardys. They're all tuning in.
They are.
For you, Andrea, for our after show.
And Chelsea. I am Chelsea is in here.
Thanks for tuning in. I love it.
Yes. And
hi.
Chelsea from Puerto Rico.
Yeah. And if you, Hardys, have any questions, throw them in the live chat and we'll ask them later.
Yes.
In the middle of the show.
Yes.
Yeah, and before we also move on, if you love our show, you'll also love our founder of AfterBuzz TV, Maria Menounos. Go follow her show, Conversations with Maria Menounos. It drops on iTunes every Friday.
Every Friday.
It's amazing. It's all about life and health and fitness and finance, all the things in your life that we all need help with. Mm-hmm. Maria will talk to you about it.
Yeah.
She'll go into it. And it's amazing. It's very, like, very informative. And she consider her, like, the bigger sister.
Yeah, she is, like, big sis.
Yeah,
she is.
The bigger sister who can, like, go through all this life.
And her, and this last week, she did a whole bunch of episodes on dog care.
Yes.
And all, so she had all these experts that we loved. We both love dogs.
Yes, we love dogs.
And, and she did a whole bunch. She had a bunch of experts on talking about dog, like, psychology and dog food. And she had a whole thing. I was watching some of them, actually listening to some of them, and they were just really good.
Yeah, so go check out Conversations with Maria Menounos. Yes. That's Menounos, our founder. She's the reason. Her and Kevin are the reason why we have AfterBuzz TV. So,
and soon there might be a person you know on her episode, one of her shows.
Sitting
right here.
Yours truly. So James Lai Jr.
So keep an eye out for that.
So go check it out. I mean, all the more reasons to go check out Conversations with
Jr.
All right, let's get into it. The wedding.
Yes.
Our whiteboard that has all of my notes has so many exclamation points.
The wedding.
The wedding. How gorgeous was the reveal of her in her white dress?
So now I can say this. The production value of this. The shots. The camera shots were so beautiful. It felt like a royal wedding, the way they shot it.
Yeah.
When they opened the doors, you see her presented, and she starts to walk. It was breathtaking. She's so beautiful. And it's funny that we know her in real life, too. And just that she's a beautiful person inside and out. Just seeing her as her character dressed like that, I was breathtaking. It just was...
Right.
Yeah.
Andrea, since you were actually there and lived it, what were your thoughts when you were filming it?
Well, first of all, the first thought is always, okay, we're tired because we've been there. As amazing as it is, that was probably a 16-hour day.
Ooh.
Everyone was a little tired and a little cranky. But I will say, when it all came together and it was all smoothly running, and the kids pulled out those big drapes, and she was revealed with her dad.
Yes.
I mean, is that not just the best part of any wedding?
I agree.
Phenomenal. It was great. And it played so well. It was just so exciting to finally see it come together because it's better than I could have imagined.
I agree.
It was stunning. And you know what? I've seen so many comparisons on Twitter to the Duchess of Cambridge, to that wedding, to Prince William. And the comparisons with Aaron and the Duchess were so amazing. It's true. There were some similarities with the dress and just the beautiful brunette hair. I don't know. I don't think it could have been any better.
For me, because I'm part of the soap, American soap world. Many people, I do soaps. I do like Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, all those. So here at AfterBuzz TV. So some of the soap folks were comparing it to Luke and Laura, which is 30 years ago. That's General Hospital.
General Hospital.
Luke Spencer, Laura Spencer, and her reveal, the way it was shot, they kind of were comparing it to that, saying it was very similar to that a little bit. Even though theirs was an outdoor wedding and she's blonde, but they're just saying just the way it was shot. And how the men were waiting at the front, and just being revealed, and her walking down the aisle. And I thought, I remember that wedding. That wedding that's considered actually the biggest selling, most watched episode of daytime television ever.
Just like this is the most watched episode of When Calls
the Heart ever. Yes,
there you go.
That's incredible. Yeah, I was going to say that must be the same for When Calls the Heart.
I'm sure
we've broken all the records.
I think
we already have on Twitter.
Yeah,
I
haven't
Twitter.
Seen the numbers yet.
Yeah. I saw some numbers that were phenomenal.
I last checked, it was over 207,000 tweets.
Like, it beat Walking Dead. It beat everybody.
Go Hardys.
Yeah, the Hardys were out there. You guys can tweet.
Woo! What were your thoughts of the amazing vows? Andrea, let's start with you.
Yeah.
You listening to the Jack and Elizabeth vows.
Well, first of all, they kept them very so we all kind of knew that they had worked on their own vows.
Okay.
They'd worked with the writers, and then they kind of came up with what they wanted to say. And I think that is so special because I don't know a lot of shows that would grant actors that type of freedom.
Right.
And so it was very exciting to hear them perform for the first time, because none of us knew what was going to be said. And of course, all of us on that show were truly friends. Yeah. And so to kind of hear that and to kind of equate it to our journey as actors coming together and being a part of this amazing show, I mean, there was something really breathtaking in that. And I think they were performed so beautifully. And the one that really got to me was when Lori performed later on in the saloon when she gave her speech.
Yeah.
I mean, that... Again, like, just such a phenomenal talent, such a phenomenal actress, and just that, the way she explained that journey of them finding each other, that one really got to me when we were shooting that day. So, I mean, how neat is that to hear something that the actors have had a personal, have incorporated a personal touch into? I mean, it was unlike anything I've ever experienced as an actor. I don't think that I've ever been on a set where actors are performing kind of their own soliloquies, their own, wow, their own words. And it was very special.
I think that's amazing, because it just shows, like, 5 seasons in, how much they know the characters, yes, and how well their voices would be. And it's a testament to the writers, too, and the creators that, yes, allow them to elaborate in such a way, yeah, to make it come out as genuinely as possible.
I'm going to say this. I would say this out loud. You know, you put things out to the universe, mm-hmm, maybe that come to fruition. Emmy nominations all around. I feel, yes, like those yeah, scenes were Emmy-worthy scenes that capped off just a seasons of great performances from them. From Aaron and from Daniel.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
The problem with Emmys, with Oscars, with, yes, any of these major awards, they're just, it's such a system. And if you're not playing right within,
right,
that system, it just doesn't, I don't know. I don't really know why they don't extend outward, but I absolutely agree. Yeah. I think some of the performances that those three in particular have given, exactly, have been noteworthy and award worthy for sure.
I'm saying that a lot because I agree. No, I know. I mean, it's all political. We know we're in Hollywood. We know how it all works, right, out here. But I just want to say it though, because Emmys are considered one of the higher honors
for television. It's the highest honor.
And their performances are Emmy worthy. I mean, they're completely. The writing is Emmy worthy. The performances are Emmy worthy. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. I look at Erin's face when she talks. When she's acting, mm-hmm, as Elizabeth, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And same with Dan playing Jack. It's amazing. I believe them. Like, yeah, I believe them. Yeah. I completely believe. I'm immersed and I believe them. And since we have the pleasure of knowing who they are outside of it, I mean, we got to meet them and talk with them. And for me to just like put that aside and be able to and go, I'm seeing Erin the actress perform. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's like you said, noteworthy. It should be noted that.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, it was amazing from Chalk Dust to Eternity. I'm
okay.
Yours. I'm like, stop it. Well, no, seriously.
Yeah.
Watching this episode, yes, the first time I saw it, because I watched this episode 3 times last night. I kid you not.
Oh, good for you.
I know. Okay. I squeezed it into my schedule. I was like, I'm watching this a million times, as much as I could. But the first time I watched it, I literally forgot I was even tweeting. I got so engrossed into the episode that all I did was watch it, and I was losing it. It was so good. It's so touching, too, because, yes, it's so sweet and so endearing to watch.
Yeah.
And to finally have it all culminate and come together for a wedding that we've all been waiting for. It was beautiful, yeah, and they executed it so well.
I totally agree. I mean, the wedding, the wedding part to me was perfection. It really was. It was very, mm-hmm, well done. I've seen a million TV weddings, that's what we all have, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And this, mm-hmm, one really paid respect to the audience who've watched for 5 years, and to the actors who've acted for 5 years. It just was such a great. It was a great thing.
Yeah, and the rings.
Yeah.
And the rings.
The rings. They put the rings on it. And did you notice the rings were the something blue?
Because we couldn't know what the something blue was going to, yeah, be. And I saw the rings. Like,
they,
oh,
teased that last episode, yeah, something, yes, blue is, yes, a surprise. I was like, okay, what, yes, could it be?
Yes.
And that's actually something, because I didn't pick that up the first time I watched this episode. I picked it up the second time. I was like, oh, there's the something blue. If you blink, you'll miss it.
They say that when the vows were, yeah, being said, Twitter got quiet.
Yeah. Yeah,
they said no one was tweeting.
Oh,
that's right. They said that no one was tweeting because they were watching every word, listening to every word. I actually believe that. I believe that
crying.
They were like, yeah, crying. You can't type when you're crying.
I was losing it.
I was like, yeah, you can't type when you're
like, losing like it.
Crying. Yeah, I was like, it was crazy. You can't type.
So good.
So that's kind of fun. So I believe that. That makes sense to me. And he said also Abigail was in blue also.
Yeah, she was. She's pretty blue. Pretty
yeah,
blue.
She's super
and their wedding kiss. I loved how Jack couldn't even wait.
Oh, yeah.
You may now kiss the bride. Boom.
I know, yes.
Oh, it was an amazing wedding.
It was I agree.
Let us know how you thought of the wedding. It was everything I wanted it to be.
Me too. It was good. It totally worked. It was everything. I have no problems with the wedding whatsoever. It was great.
Yeah. And the reception, which we saw a lot of people at the reception too. I mean, everyone was at the wedding, but we saw people come together during the reception.
Which, you know, happens in real life sometimes. Some people, nobody goes to the weddings all the time. They go to the receptions.
Yeah, we had Jess and Clara.
Yes.
Frank and Abigail.
Yes.
Carson and Faith were together.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Andrea, a lot of Hardys really want Carson to be with Faith, or Faith to be with Carson. Either way you look at it, what are your thoughts about should this relationship happen? We want it to happen.
At the end of last night's episode, I posted on my Instagram a picture of the two of us, that moment where he lends his hand.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I just posted it as, oh, what did you think of the episode? And I got so many comments. And yeah, absolutely. The Hardys have taken notice of this potential possibility. I don't know what I can say. I think it's a pairing that certain people have hinted at for a long time. I know that when Paul first came on the show, I don't know if it's just the doctor-nurse connection, but people, and I know like the way that we shot certain scenes even last season, so season 4, we had a connection. And I think that's a really fun thing to play because sometimes, and this happens in real life too, you have connections with people and you don't really know what it means or what the feelings even are, but you're just drawn to certain personalities in life and in TV and in movies. And it's been a kind of a long, slow burn. And we've really, and as you will see as this season continues, you get to see our working relationship advance. And is there something more than that? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's funny because for me, when you guys first came on, I didn't want you guys together. I thought, okay, this doctor nurse, that's a little too, you know, cliche. But then I got protective when Ray Wyatt put his hands on you.
Yeah.
I found myself, wait a minute. No, don't rough handle
hand on
Faith. And I felt very protective of your character. And then I was like, oh, maybe I can see some. But this season, I'm completely team you guys. I didn't want Sophia to get in the middle of everything. I'm like, no, Sophia. Faith and Carson are going to come together at some point. It's going to be a nice, long, little courtship, and they'll get together. You can't come in inside. I was like, now I'm for you guys. She left me.
Yeah, I think looking back now, if you were to go back and rewatch, I think there are Easter eggs.
Yes. Yes.
With like moments that we've shared, and obviously our characters have so much in common with the medical field, and we've both experienced loss and whatnot. So there's a lot of reasons why we are connected.
Yeah.
And now it's just sort of a matter of figuring out what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's really fun to play because it could go any direction, right? Like there isn't an answer necessarily.
True.
It's just getting to, and you just kind of get to explore those situations. Yeah. And I think there are a lot of connections and it seems that Hardys have picked up on it and we'll see where it goes. It's, I mean, obviously in real life, I adore working with Paul. He's a fantastic actor and he's a great friend. And we have a ball every time we shoot together and we're always playing music behind the scenes when we're off camera and in between setups. So we really do have a true friendship and it's kind of fun to bring that to the screen and just sort of see where it goes.
We love Paul too. I mean, Paul is just, we've spent many times with him and he is just truly one of these great people. He has this great laid-back energy, this great spiritual energy. He's a fantastic singer and guitar player. I mean, he's a great guy. I'm a big fan of him. He's a great guy. So I can see why you love working with him, of course. I mean, why not? Icing on the cake for your characters.
Yeah, it is kind of funny because Paul and I worked together. We did a Christmas movie with Lacey Chabert called A Wish for Christmas.
Yes, he did.
And I guess that's 2 years ago now. It's a while ago, but instantly we became friends because he's so personable and fun and awesome. And while we were working, we were talking about When Calls the Heart, because I think we were in season 3 at that point or something. And I was like, oh, Paul, if they ever ask you to come on, like, you should. It's a great show. And I was telling him about everybody. And then, lo and behold, the next season, they're like, there's a new character, and it's Paul. So we were laughing about that because we were literally joking, like, oh, we've had so much fun working on this show. Wouldn't it be cool if you came to When Calls the Heart? And he did. So
and well, Hallmark definitely has their players. You all move around.
Regular rotation.
Yes, rotation. I love it.
I always kind of say it's like the old Hollywood system. Yes. It's kind of like old traditional Hollywood when there are studios and you have your studio actors. It kind of feels that way, that we're all kind of Hallmark studio actors. And yeah, we rotate. We do different movies in different seasons, and we're all on the shows. And it's kind of just like a big chessboard. We're all just moving around.
It sure reminds me of an adult, like Nickelodeon or Disney.
Yes.
But for adults. Where a lot of those actors have been on a lot of different things.
They pair them up
on different shows. Guest on other shows. But it's an adult version of it. I feel like that.
Yeah.
Yes. I never thought of it that way. See? You're right. You're absolutely right.
See?
Absolutely. Yeah. So to wrap up the episode, you know, we had Abigail's speech.
Yes.
Bill's speech.
Yes.
The dance. Yes. We had the father-daughter dance that lasted
seven steps.
But when we finally got, when we finally got Jack and Elizabeth together, even they said it. And I love the self-awareness. You know, that's a little nod to the audience. It's just finally.
It's like
we got it. We finally got them together.
Yes,
they're finally married, Hardys.
Hardys, they're married. So now we have several couples. You have Lee and Rosemary, and they're married. So now bring on the babies.
Team Classy is going to be next. Claire and Jesse are going to be next.
Yeah, I guess they will be next.
Yeah, they had a dance together,
They did.
They didn't throw the bouquet, but they had a dance together.
You didn't throw the bouquet. I was sad they didn't do that.
Give hope to the young ones in When Calls the Heart.
Sad about that, but we can all debate over who caught the... bouquet on Twitter.
Definitely.
I'm going to give it to them.
I'll give it to them too.
But yeah, Andrew, we were talking about Hallmark movies and stuff, and you've done a lot of Christmas movies and a lot of regular movies throughout the season. You're actually
a lot.
You're making your rounds, and I love it. So good for you. You're actually in one of my favorite Hallmark Christmas movies, The Bridge, Part 1 and 2.
I didn't know that was your favorite.
Yeah, my favorite. I love it. Oh, wow. Hands down. On my Happy Hallmarky show, we always had a random excuse to bring up The Bridge in all of our conversations. We love The Bridge so much. But
that's so cool.
Yeah, you're amazing in all your Hallmark movies. So let's talk a little bit about you. And how exactly, for those who don't know, how did you really get into the Hallmark community?
Ooh, how did I get into Hallmark? I don't know if I've ever had that exact question. I often have people ask, how did you get into acting? But right. Hallmark, I mean, I think it was a combination of being right place, right time, right age. Hallmark came up and started shooting movies in Vancouver, maybe 6-7 years ago, or maybe even earlier, but that was before Hallmark really was on this trajectory of making lots of movies and before the series and all that. Mm-hmm. And so I know people come up to Vancouver for the tax credits, and there's a lot, we're a very vibrant film city. So they just sort of slowly trickled in, and there were a couple movies, and then there were, you know, like 3 Christmas movies, and we'd hear about them, and it just, I think it's all kind of started happening. I was actually living in Los Angeles. I'm Canadian, but I had an American visa, so I was living down there. And then my visa, it was about time to become expired, and I had to decide, do I want to extend this? Do I want to go for a green card, or should I come home? And it was right at that time where Hallmark was really picking up steam, and I think I had maybe I don't know if I had booked anything yet, but everyone was starting to book up here. So I kind of came back, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to come back to Vancouver and see how it all works out. And lo and behold, it was like Hallmark, 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 Hallmark. Wow. And I think, again, it's just the right time, right age, right place. Everything just kind of happened. And then the good thing about Hallmark is once you're in that family, they kind of keep you around and they kind of keep reusing you. And it's just kind of worked out that way. I don't really know if there's an answer. It just sort of happened.
Yeah. Wow. It was meant to be.
Wow, that's amazing.
I think so.
That's amazing. And because in Vancouver, we love Vancouver. We were there. Yeah. I mean, Vancouver is a great city. It's a great, it's a beautiful city. Everyone's super nice. I love it. So, I mean, so it's almost like the LA of the North, I guess Hollywood of the North, I guess we can call it. Yeah. On the West Coast?
Hollywood North. That's Hollywood North. That's what we're called.
That's what I thought. I thought about that. Now, for you, you work on all these projects, but when it comes to Heart, were you surprised by the fandom? Because it's a Hallmark show. You know, no other fandoms were like this before that. People like Hallmark, but this show itself, the Hardys, has its own fandom.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good question. So originally, I think I've said this 1,000 times, but I originally read for Julie's role on When Calls the Heart, and that didn't happen. And I remember getting pretty close, and they were like, oh, they were talking about dyeing hair. So in my mind, back way, this is years ago now, I just sort of thought maybe I would have that role. And when it didn't happen, I remember being pretty disappointed. And then I was reassured. I was like, no, there's, you know, this is a big show. It's going to be, there's a lot of characters. Just wait. And then, I can't remember. I think I might have read for something else. And then finally Nurse Faith came around. So this was the end of season two. And by this point, the Hardys were in existence. I was aware going in that there was a fandom. Of course, it's nowhere near what it has become. But I remember Shannon, when I was starting to meet some of the actors in season two, they were all joking like, oh, you're going to get a hashtag. I remember being like, get a hashtag. And I was like, okay, cool, great, but I didn't really understand what it meant. Until the episodes aired, and people weren't really pleased with Faith at first, then I figured out what the Hardys were.
Yes, totally.
Well, admittedly, I was one of those people, too, who was questioning Faith, because your character came in time where Jack and Elizabeth were fighting.
Yep.
We're like, oh, no, there's another woman Jack could be quote-unquote interested in. So it was timing of just how you came into being.
It was. And then she was introduced at a time where there was high stakes, there was a lot of drama. It was just, it was kind of creating a perfect storm. So walking into that and kind of knowing that there was a chance I could be vilified, it was interesting. And I actually really, I credit Daniel a lot for really walking me through it. He was like, okay, this is how the show works. And we had a few discussions about how to play it, because we didn't want her to be a villain. She's not a villain. Right. Faith has never been a villain. She doesn't have ill will or ill intention, but you know, the way that it was being spun for the drama was what it was. So we kind of walked around that in a careful way, knowing that we didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to come off as completely evil or anything. Yeah, right. And I don't think she did. I think now that people have gotten to know Faith, they understand. But yeah, that it was murky territory there for a minute.
Yes,
definitely. But from your perspective, when you're talking about how Faith got introduced, but where she is now, what are your thoughts of how your character Faith has evolved from how you started to now in the community?
Oh, I think I always say it's just been such a privilege to play a character who finds her footing in a new town. I mean, I remember as a kid moving around, I switched schools when I was in first grade, and just how scary that was. And I will never forget that feeling. And there's a feeling for Faith, you know, who uprooted herself, left a potential husband behind, something that would have never been done back then, and left all the safety, all the security, all her family to help people. And so that feeling of getting off the stagecoach and not knowing anyone and wanting to make an impact, that's something that I really respected. And I've really had fun playing with, because she's truly become, and the other neat thing is I truly came onto the show a little bit late, so I got to know everybody at the same time as Faith. Mm-hmm. So I was meeting the actors as my character was meeting the characters. Oh, okay. So it's been kind of this organic unfolding of friendship, and that's been really special and really fun.
That's amazing.
Yep, makes sense. I just think it's, you know, for us as the after show and you as the actors, we've all been to, you know, Hardy's family reunions, and we've seen in person a sampling of what the Hardy's fandom is. It's just amazing. I've just never seen it before. It's gonna be so self-made, and you're part of this. You know, you're part of that family. You're a Hardy.
I know, it's incredible. And I always say at the family reunions, when you walk in onto that stage, you kind of feel like you're a Beatle or something in the 1960s, because everyone is so excited, and it's so genuine and, yes. and amazing. And yeah, just to, and I always say this, that every day opening up social media and seeing such positivity, mm-hmm. that's really special. I have a lot of friends who are actors who are on all kinds of different shows. Yeah. And I can tell you a lot of fandoms are not this positive.
Very
you know,
true.
They get negative feedback, hate.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much of that. And I feel very lucky to be a part of a supportive fandom that, for the most part, is incredibly supportive and lovely. And that's very special. And I treasure that because I know that's not the case with every show.
That's very true. Speaking of fans, I've asked people, if you're on iTunes, go ahead and subscribe. And when you subscribe, you get a notification. You can download our episodes. You can hear our lovely voices in your ear. And you can listen to us over and over and over again. But also while you're there, if you could, you know, give us like some stars, like 5 stars if you like. And actually talk to us. And, you know, I said I was going to read some comments. And once again, we'll read a couple comments. We have one. We have some new ones on here. Royal Masterpiece wrote, which is who's in the chat room right now.
Great name.
So, with 10,000 O's. Thankful for this wonderful show. Love James, Marissa, and Maria. It's a wonderful place where you are welcomed to express and share your thoughts. I love hearing what the hosts have to say as well. That's like, aww. We are a safe space. You guys, we are a safe space. And then, I hope I say this correctly, B Hicks 6 gives another 5 stars. I wish I had found this podcast before going through the first 4 seasons at lightning speed. This is absolutely one of my favorite shows. I love listening to the podcast. None of my friends watch it, so I enjoy the podcast discussions and the fact that the hosts love the show as much as I do. Uplifting and positive podcasts and hosts, I highly recommend subscribing.
Aw, thank you, Hardys.
And so we do love this show. We respect the show. We respect Hallmark, Papa Hardy, Brian Bird, all the actors. We really do.
Andrea.
I mean, for joining us. I mean, everyone, because we both have seen the hospitality given to us in various places around the country with the Hardys, that they treat us and how they treat the actors. It's just amazing. We love it. We don't take it for granted at all.
Yeah, and we go out of our way, not to say it like out of our way, but we've been to other places too, outside of L.A.
Outside of L.A.
To see the other Hardys, and it's love everywhere.
It's love everywhere. I met up with a Hardy in Houston, Texas 2 weeks ago when I was doing a conference.
I was with San Diego.
And you were in San Diego.
Illinois.
And I did Ohio. I'm doing Michigan next month with the Mitten Hardys.
Mitten
it's a community that we've created outside of the show. And so I think that's such a great thing for the actors to be able to walk around, like you said, and get positive reinforcement, not negative crap.
Yeah, and tell us how much you love Andrea being on our show.
Yes, tell her. Tell her.
And being on the show.
Tell her. Tell her being on the show and on our show. Tell her.
Yes.
Yeah, she likes you.
And also one more shout out. Tracy BSTL12Win. That's her Twitter handle. Please give a shout out to her daughter Sophia. Happy birthday! She's turning 11. So happy birthday, Sophia! Okay, she's a big fan of our
show. Just real quick. On the day that you were born, the angels got together, decided to create a dream come true. That's for you, Sophia. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
There you go.
Happy birthday, Sophia.
That's for you.
Yes, thank you, Hardys, for always joining us every single week.
Oh yes.
Thank you, Andrea, for joining us.
Yes,
for the wedding episode.
You are a delight.
Thank you so much for having
you are
me.
Such
this was
a delight.
So fun.
Yeah, yes, you're always welcome. And you said you've been here to LA, so we're in LA.
Come sit with us.
Come sit with us right here at the table next time.
I'll call you guys up.
Yay!
You're always welcome.
Always welcome. So, you're part of the village. Part of the village.
Yes, you're definitely part of our village. Before we let you go, any upcoming Hallmark projects that you can talk about or can't talk about that we can look forward to in the future?
My upcoming one actually just aired on Saturday, The Sweetest Heart. So
it was great.
I don't know what to say. It's done. If you missed it, I'm sure it'll be on again. I had a ton of fun shooting that one. And I do have some upcoming things, but I don't know if I can talk about them yet. Hopefully soon. But I'll be sure to update my social media, so I'll keep you all informed.
Awesome.
Follow her, you guys.
I did watch The Sweetest Heart. So many cupcakes. They
and I think I'm not even kidding when I tell you I think I tried almost every flavor. The red velvet, the French toast one, the rosemary. Oh, I tried them all. I love cupcakes, and I made some yesterday, but I still can't quite eat them because I ate so many during the filming.
Right, you're cupcaked out. I don't blame you. That's hilarious. But yeah, it was amazing. I enjoy it. We're always looking forward to whatever new projects that you have coming up.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallmark movies.
Bye.
I'm sure there'll be more.
Yes.
But yes.
There will be more.
You're always welcome back. And everyone can follow you on social media. Where?
I'm on Instagram at Andrea K. Brooks. I'm on Twitter at Andrea K. Brooks. And my Facebook is Andrea Brooks Actor.
There you go.
Excellent.
Very good.
There we go.
Thank you so much. You're a delight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrea. And we'll definitely have you back soon.
Be back soon.
There we go.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Awesome. She's amazing.
She is.
Love her.
She should be a co-host.
I know. She's so smart and so well spoken.
Yes.
And I had such a blast talking to her at HFR3.
That yes, you did.
Like, I had to actually wrap up our interview because I was like,
oh, it's such a forever. She's like, she's like a friend.
I could literally talk to her all day.
Forever. Yeah. Forever.
But oh my goodness, what an episode.
Yes, what an episode. I think it just Hallmark Channel's doing a great job of this show, and I'm glad to see this show expand and get bigger. And it got a mention in Soap Opera Digest this week. Soap Opera Digest is the Bible for soaps and for dramas.
The show got mentioned in that?
They got mentioned in last week's Soap Opera. Seriously, I turned up, I'm like, they're like, the wedding of the century. I'm like, what? I have it at home. I'm going to circle it and I'm going to post a picture. And I was like, this is amazing. It got mentioned in Soap Opera Digest. The magazine's been around for 40, 50 years. And it actually got mentioned.
Amazing.
Yes.
So, Hardee's, before we let you go,
yes.
They're actually asking for predictions.
They are asking for predictions.
Let's do predictions. But
more After Buzz TV predictions.
James. What, any predictions for you before we go?
So Frank is going to basically say goodbye to Abigail.
I know.
I want him to stay.
I don't want him to.
They're going the Gowan direction. So I have a feeling that is going to be that. He's going to basically have a party. They're going to have an official party of the ways. It's going to be sad.
I'm going to cry.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry probably. That's my prediction of that. I think that's the next. When I showed kind of briefly, they were talking. I think that's going to be setting the stage for him to, like, he's going to go off. That's my prediction.
Yeah, he's going to leave, unfortunately. I really don't have a lot of predictions, but I do predict Henry's going to figure out a way with Abigail to get money back into the bank because they're claiming Jack's real estate, which is, it's his land, you guys.
Yes.
It's his land. That's eventually going to get solved. They're eventually going to build a house. But I predict there's going to be a moment where Jack actually carries Elizabeth across the threshold. That's amazing. I mean, we're all wanting that, right?
Well, the bank we saw, so I guess my prediction is there's going to be some problems getting about to build that house, but the land.
Yeah.
So I think there's something's going to happen where Jack is going to either have to buy back the land from the bank. I mean, because I think it's like the bank's owns. I mean, it's going to be very strange. The road to building the house will not be easy.
I don't know, with his military pension, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anything. And I do have a prediction. I think Jack's going to be called back again.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's what I said, that he's going to get called back to duty. We don't know. That might how the overall season ends.
Yeah, it could be the season. Yeah, I don't know when either, but I have a feeling it's going to be
But you have a cake. It's the wedding, everybody.
It's the wedding. And so I can't have sugar because of my heart condition. So I got her a cake with sugar and one with sugar-free. And it's just in honor of the wedding. So I'm cutting.
So as you're cutting the cake, where can everyone keep following you, James?
Where there's no sugar. That's where you can follow me. You can follow me at James Lott Jr. And I have some very exciting things coming up in my other life. So if you follow me on any social media platforms, you'll see all that stuff. My new single is out called My Soul Needs a Cigarette. It's out there. Go ahead and buy it. I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Hardee's, for always joining us every single week. The wedding. How epic was it? You can follow me everywhere at Serafini TV. Keep following Andrea at Andrea K. Brooks everywhere. Thank you so much, Andrea, for joining us. We love you. You're always welcome back to AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
And Hardee's, we'll see you next time.
See you next time, Hardee's. I love you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, Hardee's.
views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
I found a dream that I could speak to. A dream that I...